Party Midday. This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Thursday, August 5th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday. Here are on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, the Polk County Sheriff's Office Robbery Unit is investigating an armed robbery home invasion which occurred early Tuesday morning, August 3rd, in unincorporated Davenport. Sometime between 3 and 3:30 a.m., three unknown suspects armed with handguns forcefully entered a residence in the area near Minute Maid Ramp Road 2 and FDC Grove Road. The suspects grabbed the occupants of the home and moved them to one room, then proceeded to search the home. The three suspects fled the home with property stolen from the residence. None of the victims were injured. If you know of any information that might be helpful to this investigation, you are asked to call Detective Brooks at 863-298-6960 and reference case number 21-31846. Once again, that's 863-298-6960. Case number is 21-31846. Or if you'd like to remain anonymous, you can call Heartland Crime Stoppers at 1-800-226-TIPS. That's 1-800-226-8477. Or you can dial **TIPS from a cell phone. Your local events, tomorrow is Fun Friday at Heritage Park in downtown Wauchula. Come on down tomorrow, weather permitting, and enjoy a variety of fun outdoor activities brought to you by Main Street Wauchula. Also happening tomorrow, Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw and 1310 WAUC will host their second annual First Responder Appreciation Day broadcast from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and they invite you to join the show by calling 863-773-WAUC, that's 863-773-9282, and express your appreciation to our local first responders. Guest speakers will share their stories about their experiences as first responders and much more. The show will be broadcast live from Vision Ace Hardware in Wauchula. Fire trucks and other first responder equipment will be on site for touring. Bring your family to Vision Ace Hardware at 225 East Oak Street to show your appreciation to those that protect us 24/7. Also happening tomorrow night, kicking off football season once again for Hardy County, is the Wildcat Tailgate Party from 6 to 9 p.m. in Heritage Park. Stop by and enjoy performances from cheerleaders and the Blue Star Brigade. And what do you get when you cross four bases, three outs, two teams, and one winner? It is the Guns N' Hoses softball tournament coming up this Saturday. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office will take on Hardy County Fire Rescue, and that's happening at Hardy Senior High School softball field. Tickets are only $5, and admission is free for children under 10 years of age. You can pre-order your tickets at the Hardy County Sheriff's Office building. Time is running out to pre-order. You can stop by 900 East Summit Street and do that, or you can purchase them at the gate on game day. All proceeds will benefit the 2021 Brotherhood Ride to New York City, supporting the families of fallen first responders. Your jobs here in Hardy County, South Florida State College is looking for a staff assistant. Qualifications include an associate's degree in office administration, 3 years of clerical or related experience, and proficiency with computers and word processing. CRH is looking for a forklift operator. Qualifications include 2 years of experience with forklift operation and possession of a high school diploma or GED. And Obsidian Financial Services is looking for a mortgage loan officer, a high school diploma or GED, 1 year of loan origination and fair housing regulations experience, and NMLS certification are preferred. All of these jobs and more you can find at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or if you prefer Facebook, you can message us on our Facebook page as well. Either way works. It comes right to us, and we'll get your event on the air. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They will greatly assist us when we have them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather reporting and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 87 degrees out, feels like 96. Cloudy with a 10% chance of rain. The air quality is fair. Maximum UV index is 4, moderate. Wind south at 7 miles an hour with gusts up to 9. Humidity is extremely humid, 64%. The dew point is 73, cloud cover 94%. Visibility is 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 11,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:25 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms early in the morning, then scattered showers and thunderstorms in the late morning and afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, south winds 5 to 10 miles per hour becoming southwest with gusts up to 20 miles an hour in the afternoon with a 50% chance of rain. Tonight, partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then mostly clear after midnight. Lows in the mid-70s, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour with a 20% chance of rain. Friday, mostly sunny with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-90s, south winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 70% chance of rain. And Friday night, partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then mostly clear after midnight. Lows in the mid-70s, south winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable with a 20% chance of rain. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Farmers in California and a dozen other states are increasingly selling livestock and letting fields go fallow due to severe drought in the western U.S. According to an American Farm Bureau survey, 85% of ranchers reported selling off portions of livestock herds due to drought impacts on water supplies and grazing lands. Some 77% of growers were destroying crops due to water shortages. Nearly 80% of the West is in severe drought. Weather damages from so-called billion-dollar disasters are adding up for agriculture, but more relief is in sight. DairyHerd.com reports the House Ag Committee approved the reauthorization of Wildfire and Hurricane Indemnity Program Plus, WIP Plus, but with added coverage for weather events, crop and ag product losses. If signed, the $8.5 billion bill will cover 2020 and 2021 disasters, as well as making it easier for farmers to qualify for drought loss. Bayer officials say the company is removing glyphosate from the U.S. residential lawn and garden marketplace effective as early as January 2023. Liam Condon, president of the Bayer Crop Science Division, tells AgWeb.com, from a regulatory and logistical point of view, that's the earliest the decision could be implemented. The company will replace glyphosate in the lawn and garden marketplace with what Condon describes as active ingredients that are already known and well-established.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
Can you imagine how stressful a day at the sale barn is for your calves? Studies show that the added stress causes them to rapidly burn through more trace mineral as well as lay off feed consumption, yet we still expect them to respond timely to vaccines and stay healthy. Studies also showed that Multimin 90 improves the trace mineral status of cattle within 8 to 10 hours and help cattle respond better to vaccines. Include Multimin 90 in your preconditioning and processing program, talk to your veterinarian, and go to MultiminUSA.com.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Since COVID revealed weaknesses in agriculture supply chains, officials have been asking how to create more resilient and equitable food systems. That is the foundation of a UN summit on food systems in New York next month, with climate change in mind. Deputy Secretary of Agriculture Jewel Bronau was in Rome last month with the U.S. delegation for a special pre-summit meeting on improving the world's food systems.
I think we did an excellent job of really highlighting the United States perspective and our contributions to our food system, to feeding the world, and to working together to address climate change. And this is just the beginning of where we're going. We look forward to more conversations, and I think we have really paved the way for some success as we move forward to the summit in September.
Between now and the big summit, work is being done by participating nations to set expectations and standards for climate and food production. President Biden has expressed a goal of farmers using new technologies for carbon capturing as the next frontier in agriculture. That was part of the Agriculture Innovation Mission, or AIM, announced last spring. The goal is to increase innovation and research in agriculture and food systems with climate change in mind. At least 16 countries have now signed on to the AIM initiative.
Tune in to Tennessee August 10th through 12th, 2021 for the largest trade show for the cattle industry. The NCBA Trade Show has all the products and services you need to increase the profitability of your operation. The show will have over 350 exhibiting companies with over 7 acres of displays. Admission to the show includes education sessions, live cattle handling demonstrations, and a whole lot of fun. This is the show for anyone in the cattle business. Visit convention.ncba.org for all the details.
Can you imagine how stressful a day at the sale barn is for your calves? Studies show that the added stress causes them to rapidly burn through more trace mineral as well as lay off feed consumption, yet we still expect them to respond timely to vaccines and stay healthy. Studies also showed that Multimin 90 improves the trace mineral status of cattle within 8 to 10 hours and help cattle respond better to vaccines. Include Multimin 90 in your preconditioning and processing program, talk to your veterinarian, and go to MultiminUSA.com.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report on the Ag Information Network. I'm Maura Bennett. Thanks for listening. For more ag news, visit aginfo.net.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks closed mixed on Wall Street, pulling the S&P 500 index below the record high that it had set a day earlier. The benchmark index fell 0.5%, weighed down by losses in industrial companies, banks, and consumer-facing companies. A disappointing report on the job market helped discourage would-be buyers. Payroll processor ADP said employment at private companies was weaker than expected last month. The government's broader jobs report will come out on Friday. The Dow lost 323 points to finish at 34,792. The Nasdaq gained 19 to 14,780. The S&P 500 dropped 20 points to 4,402. New York oil fell $2.41, closing at $68.15 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SR Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Make it a game-and-a-half lead for the New York Mets over Philadelphia atop the NL East. The Mets continue their post-All-Star break fade with a 5-4 loss to the Marlins, losing for the sixth time in eight games. The Phillies were winning their third straight 5-4 over Washington. Philly skipper Joe Girardi likes how his team is closing the gap on New York.
But there's confidence in that room, and baseball confidence is important because there's so much failure.
Pittsburgh beat Central leader Milwaukee 8-5 in 10 innings. Arizona topped West Front runner San Francisco 3-1. It was Atlanta 6, St. Louis 1, Colorado 13-6 over Chicago. In the American League, Seattle knocked off East leader Tampa Bay 4-2. Rays third baseman Joey Wendell, who was 0-4, says the Mariners have played well while taking the first six games of the season series.
They've been scrappy. They've gotten hits when they need it. They've been going the other way. They've been hitting line drives, bloops, doubles, home runs. I mean, you know, it seems like they've really been playing well when, you know, when we've lined up against them.
Detroit handed Boston their fifth straight loss, 4-2. This is SRN Sports. Dylan Cease allowed one hit in six scoreless innings, matching a season high with 11 strikeouts as Central leader Chicago beat Kansas City 7-1. It was Toronto 7-1 over Cleveland. The Blue Jays won for the fifth time in six games since returning to Toronto last Friday. New York beat Baltimore 13-1. Yankees manager Aaron Boone says winning pitcher Luis Gil was sharp at his major league debut.
He was able to land his breaking ball, threw some good changeups too.
LA beat Texas 11-3. Interleague finals, Jorge Polanco delivered a go-ahead three-run homer in the ninth, lifting the Minnesota Twins to a 7-5 victory over Cincinnati. Reds catcher Tucker Barnhart, who homered, gives Polanco credit.
If we thought that three sliders in a row, which he hadn't seen the entire at-bat or the entire game, was a pitch we could use. He's arguably their best hitter, and he was able to put a barrel on it and keep it inside the pole by a little bit.
Iowa West leader Houston snapped their two-game losing streak, blanking the L.A. Dodgers 3-0. San Diego clobbered Oakland in the other interleague final 8-1. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today. And for the week, we're going to have a special show coming up during this time tomorrow. So we're going to say adieu for now. We'll be back on Monday. Hardy Midday is always brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. And no other bank deserves that title other than our very own First National Bank of Wauchula. You can stop in and see them at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Or if you're on the go, so are they, on your computer or mobile device, smartphone, tablet, whatever you got, at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day: help all of your friends gain 10 pounds and you will look skinnier in no time. Tune in not tomorrow, but Monday for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, a great Friday, a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday. Stay safe, stay well, and as always, stay dry, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.